Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. When three freshmen from Tufts University first formed the band Guster, nobody predicted that 23 years later, the mayor of Boston would declare an official Guster Day.
But it happened, and that day is today. And to mark Guster Day, the band has been busking around the city all day, and they're with us right now. They've just released their seventh studio album, and tonight they'll help launch the city's climate action plan in South Boston. But here they are right now with their song Long Night off their new album.
To a sober sun and a virgin light. I can't unsee the things I saw, fallen devils, false gods in the violent light. Cause it feels so different in the morning light. Like the first word from your firstborn, landscape transformed by the violent light. How many times I wish for change, gave up, gave in, and called it fate. Was it ready for what I'd find? Whatever it is that turned the knife, it was a long, long night. It was a long night for everyone. Felt the dull hum of wanderlust in the morning light. I saw fallen devils, false gods in the violent light. But now I finally see the sun. Drew out my wings, flew over high, tied. It looks much different in the daylight. Wasn't ready for what I'd find. Whatever it is that turned the knife, it was a long, long night. I'm finally reaching to the sun. 10,000 years, that is a long time.
Did you get away?
I'm finally reaching to the sun. 10,000 years, that is a long time. Did you get away? Did you get away? Did you get away?
All right, that's Guster performing their song Long Night from their brand new album, their seventh studio album. It's called Evermotion. And with us in the studio, Ryan Miller, Adam Gardner, Brian Rosenworcel.
I couldn't wait.
I've been practicing that all morning.
I'm so excited.
And Brian, you were even an intern here at WBUR. I should have had that name right. And Luke Reynolds, Gus, you're welcome.
Thank you. It's really good to have you.
It's really, really good to have you. Gentlemen, welcome to Radio Boston and happy Guster Day. And I want to ask you about this. Your reaction to Mayor Marty Walsh naming a day in your honor.
It's really exciting.
It's humbling.
Yeah, and in response, you've been busking all over Boston today, right?
Yeah, we sort
even
of had,
out in this weather.
We had an option to sort of try. We were talking.
And by
about
the way, we're listening to Ryan right now, Ryan
to
Miller.
Do something, you know, really big. We had played the a free hat shell before. We were always we played at City Hall, and we thought this it would sort of be funnier to kind of do these pop ups over the course of the day that would just sort of be able to reach more people in a more intimate way.
Yeah, and how's it been going?
It was an early morning. I hadn't really sung in public, you know, or private at 8 a.m. in a long time. But and it was super cold. But it was fun. It's just sort of a ridiculous thing to do. Which at this point in our career, we're sort of embracing anything that's unconventional or keeps us on our toes.
Well, so good for you. Well, the mayor said that you're being honored for your Boston roots and your commitment to the environment and public service. So what are some of Guster's green practices and initiatives?
Well, my wife and I started this nonprofit called Reverb.
This is Adam Gardner.
Yes, this is.
Yeah.
That helps bands be more sustainable on tour. And of course, it started really from the way I just lamented the fact that my own Guster and every tour that's out there has such a negative impact on the environment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's supposed to be about this positive thing, yet it's just everything in the industry is so disposable. So Reverb was started to help bands be less damaging to the planet when we go out on the road. So for Guster, it's everything from putting biodiesel in our buses and trucks to limiting our waste and making sure everything is reusable and working with venues on their energy and water use and really just looking at as many things as we can from sourcing our merchandise. There's a long list of what we...
But it was not even about even our own band because, I mean, how many tours did Reverb help green?
We started it 10 years ago.
And
since then, it's been over 150 major tours.
Wow.
Most artists are actually larger than our own band, so it's Jack Johnson and Dave Matthews' band and Rune 5 and Sheryl Crow and a bunch
of congratulations. Great, great cause. I want to ask you about this new album, Ever Motion. It's described as raw acid-soaked chamber pop. And
who said that? Is that our press release? We probably hired a writer to say that.
That was definitely your press release, which was handed to me by my very capable producer, Amory Sievertson. No, but I was listening to it earlier today, and it's wonderful, first of all.
Acid-soaked, though?
I don't know if I would call it acid-soaked, but it definitely is a new sound from the way you guys have sounded for a long time. How would you describe it? What's up? What was your approach with this new album? Yes. Brian. Rosenworcel. I'm going to get the name right this time.
I mean, it definitely feels like we broke through a wall a little bit sonically. We put the guitars in the background and added a lot of textures from keyboards with the help of our producer out in Oregon, Richard Swift, who was really well-versed with pads and keyboard textures. And, you know, listening back to it, it definitely doesn't sound like the early Guster that a lot of people know, and you know, we couldn't be happier about that because, like, 20 plus years in the same band, you have to evolve to be invested in it, and that's where we are.
Interesting. Yeah, absolutely. I want to ask you about that, about how a band stays together for almost a quarter of a century. But let's hear another song. What are you going to do for us?
This is an older song, but one we feel kind of holds up. It's got a drum machine.
Ready?
It's called this Satellite.
Machine.
Yeah. And
it's
on our album, Ganging Up on the Sun. And it goes a little something like this. Hit it, Brian.
Shining like a world. Love. passenger side, riding the sky, always the first star that I find. Elevator to the moon, whistle in a favorite tune, trying to get a closer view. You're my
Very nice. That's Guster performing their song Satellite live right here in the Radio Boston studios on what Mayor Marty Walsh has declared Guster Day. Nice job, gentlemen. That was great.
Hey, thank you.
And I want to just let our listeners know that your new album is Evermotion. It's out now. You're going to be performing later tonight at the launch of the city's Climate Action Plan at the Artists for Humanity Epicenter in South Boston. And let me ask you a question or two about this new album. It was produced by Richard Swift of the Shins and the Black Keys. And I read that when you told him that you typically take a year to record an album, he said he's never spent more than 9 days on an album.
It keeps getting shorter. I think it was actually 2 weeks, but I like the 9 days. Like, I've never made a record in less than 24 hours.
Right. Yeah, but it took him an hour.
He's a quick study. He's very much a first thought, first take kind of guy, and I don't think we ever approached a record that way before. Yeah. But
so what did that do to the sound? I mean, first of all, was it comfortable for you guys?
No, it was very uncomfortable, but we gave ourselves over to the process wholeheartedly. We sort of went into there thinking, oh, let's just try it and see if it works, or let's try and meld his style and our style. We just kind of gave the ball to him. Once we spent the first day when we recorded a song the very first day, and we went to dinner and came back and we listened to what we had done, and we were like, okay, this is going to work. So, I mean, the process, it was an uncomfortable decision sort of to make. It wasn't actually uncomfortable. It's because it's what we want to do. We like this, you know, we mean what we say when we want to try new things. We want to explore. We really love the way that Richard's record sounded. And we had a lot of friends in common. And it felt like it's kind of where we were headed. We have a tendency to overthink. And we didn't want to spend a year on a record. So so kind of when we got in there and started it, it was felt like something magical was happening.
In terms of not wanting to spend a year making a record, is that also because of the way, I mean, where you guys are in your lives now? I know that some of you have kids, you're older. I mean, you can't spend months and months and months.
Yeah, practically it was also, aesthetically and artistically it was a good decision, but practically we also kind of into the idea of it.
We had 7 kids in the last 5 years or whatever.
So. 7 kids in the last 5 years?
Just yeah. Brian. But no, but I'm sorry, Alyssa.
No, yeah. that was you answered the question. Okay. But Brian, stay on the microphone because and this is Brian Rosenworcel, and I just want you to know that I can pronounce your name. So you were it's true that you were an intern years ago here at WBUR.
Yeah, I would like write the copy that you guys would say, and I'd come like 3 days a week. I was a senior at Tufts, and I guess I had like a communication segment to my major, but I kind of knew I was just going to be in a band, so I didn't take it too seriously.
That's great.
How did it go here for you, Brian?
Yeah, how did it go?
Well, it was the other building.
Right, the one down Commonwealth Avenue.
He's on Commonwealth.
Yeah, 630 Commonwealth Avenue. That's where I started when I worked here at first.
Okay. It's good that I became a bongo player. It's good for everyone.
That's great. I want to ask you about just this question, and you've sort of answered it in bits and pieces, but this idea of keeping a band together for 23 years. I mean, I think one of the themes you've talked about is keeping it fresh, keeping it new, reinventing yourselves, but how else? How else do you do that?
I think at least on the last two records, after we had kind of gone through the record cycle and toured and felt like we had kind of gone everywhere we needed to go, there was a moment, at least in the last two records, where everything kind of just stopped for a minute and we kind of had to take a hard look to see if we had anything else to say. And I think momentum sort of carried us through those places where we were just like, well, let's just write and work on a record. But it always kind of took us a while to figure out, well, does anybody care? Do we care? Do we feel like these songs are good enough to present? I mean, this is our 7th album, but it's our 7th album in 20 plus years. So it takes us 4 years to kind of reorganize and figure out what the next move is going to make. And I think it's sort of part of the reason that we're still a band is because we don't sort of poop out records every year, that we really, they're really thoughtful.
Thank you for that image.
Yeah, no problem. I was told not to curse, so I think it would have worked better the other way, but I respect.
No, it's a good answer, though.
So, you know, it's the idea that these records come with a lot of thought and are sort of meticulously crafted, at least in the construction process, so that they're you know, we try and make a classic pop record every time out. And I think, honestly, it's just that we've gone out and people are there and people care. You know, I think this has been a pretty long break for us, and we had no idea if when we decided to put tickets up for sale or we were going to busk around town that people were going to even pay attention. But we were even just talking about the other day, we're like, oh, we're kind of outselling where we were 3 years ago. Yeah. So I think we've been buoyed by the enthusiasm of our fans has a huge component of why we're still a band.
Definitely.
Well, it's fabulous to have you back with a new album. It's great that you came on the program. Ryan, Adam, Brian, and Luke, thanks so much for joining us on Guster Day. We wish you many more Guster Days. We hope you'll come back every Guster Day.
This was very comfortable.
And well,
it's so warm, and you guys are so professional. I kind of just want to hang out here and read copy and talk about
some
stuff.
You can do that. And
okay.
Brian,
careful.
Brian can churn out the copy. Well, we'd love to have you play us out on one more song. What are you going to do for us?
We're going to do a song from the new album called Simple Machine.
Steady, plastic motions, lights flash, eat out, almost breathing. I'll never find my way back, I'll never find my way back home. Empty, hollow, spit down, swallowed, breachers, reach out, just forget about me. I will get by on myself. I'm not a simple machine. I have become something else. I'll never find my way back. I'll never find my way back home. Wise up, scarecrow. Just forget about me. I will get by on myself. I'm not a simple machine. I have become something else. I'll never find my way back. I'll never find my way back